for tapes, CDs, DVDs, to our publication, Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom, write P.O. Box 21516, Hot Springs, Arkansas, zip 71903. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com
or LHBCOnline.com.
There are many free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. This is the 2007 Passover Teaching and Deliverance Camp Meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Camp in Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. Friday evening, April the 6th, 2007. Bill Smith is the speaker of this service, teaching on Building According to the Pattern.
Yea, know thou this, I am removing the scales from the eyes. Yea, I am unstopping the ears to hear and to behold my glory as never before. You see, this is the hour that thou wast planned to be in. Thou wast born in one day, but thou wast raised for this day, said thy God. Will thou arise this day from out of thine own self and thine own ability, and stand thou and be, said thy God. Because I'm looking for one that will display me in the earth, said thy God. And I am looking for my image in my life. Will thou halt no longer between two opinions and say this is God or is it God? No, thou this day I'm standing up within my body, yea, that will reveal me unto the earth. And so thou, I'm opening up thine understanding, and I am quickening the day that thou would behold my glory and be wearing his presence, said thy God. No longer thou the one that's kicked down, but thou the one that I've drawn out to the front line. And thou shalt run in me, said thy God. And thou shalt no longer stumble, but thou shalt run and not be weary, said thy God.
And I will be exalted wherever my name is proclaimed. And I will go before thee, saith the Lord, to make the way a way that is possible. For the things that are impossible with mankind, I shall bring it not to confusion of others, but that I might do thy will. Yea, I shall one day call thee by name, and I shall call thee, and thou shalt be exalted with me to see the glory of the kingdom that I have prepared for my children. For I love you, and I thank you for your exaltation, and I shall be exalted all over the world in that name that I have given unto thee to proclaim, that all people come to know me in greater way, saith the Lord thy God. Be careful for nothing but everything. Let your praises be known unto thy God.
For yea, the Lord says, you have broken forth through the gates of praise this night. You have broken forth into a place that you have longed for, and you have seen my river, says the Lord. And yea, I have released my river in a fuller measure unto you, saith the Lord. For the river that flows will bring life, will bring healing, will bring deliverance. But you, my children, must step into that river. You must step into that river. You must find your place in that river where there's healing, where there's cleansing. And yea, I have dispatched my angels, saith the Lord. Angels that are coming now, even now, coming into this room, even now, sent from me, saith the Lord, to bring forth healing and deliverance in the name of the Lord. And I see the Lord saying, I saw this in the vision as we were singing a while ago. I saw these angels appearing. The angels were floating around in our midst, and they were dropping great droplets of golden oil. And those that were praising and those that were in the river were receiving the golden oil. We're receiving the oil of the Holy Spirit. We're receiving the anointed oil. We're receiving the oil of healing. And the Lord says, do not step out of that river. Stay in that river, for therein you shall find life.
Behold, I'm crying out and open up thine ears, and it declared in my word, he that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says. Let these hear, but the ear of my Spirit says, thy God. Yea, that I can invite thee, and say, I can send thee into a greater depth of my sin, thy God.
Yes, Jesus, Lord.
If you will fly after me, says thy God, this is thy day, this is thy house, says thy God.
Yes.
Arise,
yes,
arise.
Yes. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
There is a river of life flowing into this place, clear as crystal. Wilt thou drink of the river of life? Wilt thou be partakers? Will thou not ration into one another? Will thou open up the night? Will thou receive and drink of thy river, said thy God? And as drinking of thy river, not only shall thou be changed, but when thou wilt go home, thou shalt change even the surroundings. So know thou this is not a serpent's move that I'm bringing within thee. This is nothing, serpent. This is an eternal move that I'm bringing within thee, said thy God. Arise, arise,
thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. We praise the Lord for a great move of God in this place. And, you know, it's 9:03. And I've been in the ministry for a while. I've been coming to Lake Hamilton since 1979. And not as much as I would like to, maybe not as much as Brother Glenn wanted me to come, but I'm grateful to be here. I'm grateful to hear the word of the Lord from Brother Ishma and Sister Jerry and Brother Doc. It's been tremendous. And God is doing a work within his body today. And y'all know the heartache that we went through and everything. And you would think that you were repenting for going out and open sinning. But I've been crying out to God for almost a year now. We worked on our church for 10 months. Well, a storm came in and it wiped our church out. Well, I was scheduled to come down here, and it was just 2 weeks after that we had the storm. And so I look around and I say, there is no way that we're going to be able to restore this church. We don't have the money. And even though the first Sunday morning, after it happened on, I think it was on a Thursday, Sunday morning, in our group at home, we got $16,000 in the morning service. Well, $8,000 of that went straight to the roof to put a new roof on it. And so I was saying, Lord, I don't know how we're going to do this. But you know, I know better. He says, I will supply all your need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. So I don't know. And so Brother Glenn had come over and he handed me an offering for ministering. And then he handed me another check for the church, a large check. And I was going down the road and I was thanking God, you know, like the Eleazar, the eldest son that went to get the bride for Isaac. You know, he blessed the Lord because he had prospered in his journey. So I thought, Lord, even Patty, she reached over behind that there book table and she just loved me up good. She was weeping as I was leaving out of here. So I said, God, I thank you for making me a blessing. And that was just the start. Thank God for cruise controls. That was just the start. So I looked over at that check that Brother Glenn had given me. And I said, God, I'm sorry
that I never trusted you. You would have thought that I had committed unpardonable sin, because anything that's not of faith, the Bible says, is sin. So I drove down the interstate heading for Fort Worth, washed my face in tears in repenting, because God was already taking care of the job. Now, I want to tell you something. I've cried out to God in this year, and I don't know if you can tell it or not, but I tell you, my God has took up residence within me now to stand up and expresses Himself. And I said, God, I thank You for it. I'm crying out to God every day. I said, Sister Jerry, I said, God, bring me to the place that You can trust me. That You can do anything that You desire to do. Confirm Your Word unto Your body in this land. Just bring me to the place that You can trust me. And I'm noticing now, I'm very much aware that they smote the rock the first time. God told them to speak to the rock. Because you see, that rock was Christ. Christ was only going to be smitten one time. This time He's King of Kings and Lord of Lords. He's not riding on a donkey. He is the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. So now I'm catching myself in speaking the Word. And went into Mexico. And how many knows? I heard you talking about demon possession. I deliver. And I've learned a lot from Brother Doc and Brother Glenn since 1979. I should have, shouldn't I? I've learned a lot. But I want you to know I'm learning more day by day. Instead of begging, I'm standing up in the Word of God and letting God decree it to be so. Going down the road, and how many knows that these demon-possessed immigration officers, they love to get a hold of you. Going down the road, and Brother Joel Hudson was with me. I said, God, I speak to that red light down there, because it turns going to turn green and I get to go through, and I ain't stealing nothing. I ain't smuggling nothing. I'm going to preach the Word of the Lord. I'm going to teach in our Bible school in Estacada, Mexico. So I get up there to the red light. My diesel run up on that little ramp. Light was green. I just wave at them like that. Come on, you said, God is God. You see, you have to learn to crawl before you walk. Because before it is over with, Brother M, we're going to be speaking to disease and they're going to be dissolved. It's not man, it's God relating Himself through man. Hallelujah. So, well, sometime we got Doubting Thomas. And another stop 25 miles. He said, what about that one? I said, what about it? What about it? Got up there and I pulled up there and I said, God, I speak to that light that she's going to be greening. I don't need an immigration officer in that camper. I'm not doing anything but carrying the gospel. Went up on that ramp. Green! I just wave at them going by. You see, this is small matters. But God is saying, I'm raising my ministry up in the earth that's going to proclaim my truth. Brother and sister, we see so much of the religious system has got their toys, they're playing with them on television and all that. But God's still going to raise up a ministry in this earth that's going to stand in this earth. Hallelujah. So it might as well just be us. We wanted to weather the storm. Hallelujah. Brother Glenn, we want to come through the storm. Hallelujah. I seen back in the late 70s, 80s, I seen this little man wrestling down here on this floor. But brother and sister, now we're coming to a place. And I said, God, bring me to the place. You can do whatever you need to do, and you can trust me. So, we don't have enough problems. See, sometimes our problems get troubles. So, we get the church fixed up. We go to work to do some waxing and mopping and whatnot. Get down there and the crackheads has tied up some kind of instrument to the electrical work because we have 440 in our church because we have a heating system and these bars. What do you call them? It's not the salad bar. Steam table. Brother Glenn and Brother Doc have a big steam table. So we go back there and everything is pulled out of the wall. And you know what? All you need to do now is get the Metroplex city and own your church. And they're going to go through everything to bring it to code. Because, and I said, my Jesus, we can't have that. So, one of the electricians that was working with us, we were all working, had two electricians. He said, I called them and they said, oh, we can't come out there. Said, I think you're going to have an inspection from the city of Fort Worth. Well, if we did that, we'd still be having an inspection. So, then one of the electricians, he said, he wanted to pull a threat. Brother, I'm not in a threat. We're coming with the Word of God, and the Word of God is being made flesh in earthen vessels. Hallelujah. We're not speaking out of our mind, but we're speaking out of the Word of our God. So, he said, I'll tell you what you do, Bill. You tell them if they're not going to get out here and reconnect that power that you're calling Channel 5. And you're going to bring them out here and they're going to tell everybody what you're doing. I don't like threats. Especially if you're in the flesh. So I just get my little cell phone because the telephone had been pulled out of the church too. All the wiring was all pulled. So I get my cell phone. I said, I'm just going to get away from everybody. I went around on the other side of the church. And I said, got a hold of them. And I said, ma'am, would you give me a reconnect? Give me your address. Give me your account number. Sir, you got to have a city inspection. I said, ma'am, I just bless you in the name of the Lord. What I've got's good enough for you too. So, she didn't think too much of that right at hand. So then, she said, we're going to have a city inspection. So I called back. I got another one. I said, ma'am, what's your name? She told me, and I said, I bless you in the name of the Lord. So the phone went blank for just a moment. And then she said, Mr. Smith, we have you in the works, but it says you may have to have an inspection. And I says, oh, but ma'am, we don't need no inspection. We have German electricians here that put this all back together. And I said, all I need is you give me a reconnect. Well, maybe we can do it Monday. And I said, but ma'am, our freezers is thawing out. We put ice in there. The food that's been cooked is going to spoil. So, she said, maybe I can get you in the morning. I said, ma'am, I just bless you in the name of the Lord. I went into the church to get some toggle bolts, and I came back out there, and there was a service truck. Come in there, and he looked around, and he said, I believe y'all are ready. Amen. Hallelujah! We're not serving a God that's on vacation. We're serving a God that is on the universe. He is in charge. So guess what? They turned it on. Hallelujah. You see, but I want you to know we're nobody's poor kinfolks trying to get somewhere. We're Holy Ghost millionaires. Hallelujah to God that we've laid hold upon the Word of the Lord. Now, but you see, I don't have enough to do. So, on Saturday night, I minister to the homeless in Fort Worth. And I want to tell you something. In much of the religious system today, mine and your Savior is homeless. Did you hear me now? I didn't say he was poor. I'm telling you, he doesn't have a house to dwell in. But brother, I'm here to tell you that God spoke to me. He said, son, I'm raising me up a sure house. Hallelujah. That my God will inhabit in. Hallelujah. And He'll move through the earth in. Thank God for the deliverance. Like I said, I learned from Brother Doc and Brother Glenn. My little grandchildren, other children and people that's come in, break the curses off and dedicate them to the Lord. Little old thing come up to me and says, Poppy, I sure do love my Jesus class. Hallelujah. Brother Glenn knows them. Doc knows them. But now, notice something. Go with me in 1 Samuel chapter 2. 1 Samuel chapter 2 and verse 35. And I will raise me up a faithful priest that shall do according to that which is in my mind. Does your Bible read that way? According to that which is in my heart and in my mind, I will build me a sure house. He shall walk before mine anointed forever. And I said, God, you're not going to be homeless no more around me. Hallelujah. You're going to have a house that you can move in and fully occupy. Hallelujah. With no hall down the middle and say, you can't go here, you can't go there. I said, God, it's all yours. I'm not holding back for nothing. I'm giving you free course to my life, to my body. Hallelujah. Walking there in the mountains. Young people, I don't know why we can't do it in the States. In Mexico, 20 years old, baptized them in water a year ago. Stand up there and just preach like everything in the meeting. Brother Ems and I said to this one, I said, oh, but you ministered so well. She looked at me, her name was Lupita. She said, but oh, Mono Smith, I'm not going to be satisfied until I can minister the way you do it. Now, did that make me happy and grateful? No, sir. I said, God, you helped me to train them to be warriors that will put everything under their feet that's not of God. Yes, hallelujah. The hour has come for you and I as the church of the living God. Yes. Now, we'll raise him up a sure house. All right? Now, go with me in the book of Exodus. And let's look here. Exodus chapter 25. And let's look here at the word of the Lord. Exodus 25 and verse 8 and 9. And let them make me a sanctuary. We sing, I don't know if y'all sing that chorus here or not, but we sing at home. Lord, make me a sanctuary. Hallelujah. I want to be the house of God, don't you? Praise the Lord. All right, now, then let me make me a sanctuary that I may dwell among them according to all that I showed thee after the pattern. So now, I believe John chapter 14 verse 6 says that Jesus is the way, He's the truth, and He is the life. I believe that's saying that He is the pattern. Now, I don't want to be like nobody except Jesus. Now, I work out at the Y because after you get old, you have Medicare. And then after Medicare, you know, you get Secure Horizons in our area. So they pay for your working out at the Y. And so I don't have to pay nothing. I was in there thirsty. And man came in there and he said, are you Jesus? I said, no, I am not Jesus. But I'm trying to be conformed unto His image. I never will be Jesus, Brother Nims, but I can be formed in His image and in His likeness because Genesis 1:26 said, I will make man in my image and in my likeness. Hallelujah. Doesn't this work good after you've had deliverance? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Now, building according to the pattern. Now, according to all that I showed thee, after the pattern of the tabernacle, and the pattern of all the instruments thereof, even so shall you make it. So, now, building according to the pattern. I will make you a sure house. And every day, I'm crying out, God, I want to be that sure house that you can work in here unlimited, unveil all of your glory, instead of going around, oh, I got it. I don't want to say nothing. I don't want to be nothing. Just like Brother Glenn, I teased him about him. If he was a bishop, there's no telling what he'd be able to do. Hallelujah. A church is surviving today because of what Brother Glenn did. And I told him, I said, and you're not even a bishop. Hallelujah. I ain't nothing but Jesus Christ is Lord. And He's not going to be Lord in my life. He's Lord now. Yeah. This is the sure house that built for Him to inhabit. Oh, praise the Lord. I'm sorry, son. They told me in New York at Elam Bible Institute, say, you're a Texas hurricane. He's trying to chase me down with a camera. Hallelujah. That's all right. Now, how many wants to be that true tabernacle? The Lord pitched and not man. Hallelujah. Now, go with me into a very familiar scripture. 2 Corinthians. Praise the Lord. 2 Corinthians. And let's look here at the Word of the Lord. I want to look at verse 16. Nevertheless, when it shall turn to the Lord. Chapter 3, verse 16. Nevertheless, when it shall turn to the Lord, and the veil shall be taken away. Now the Lord is that Spirit. And where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. One time I said to Brother Doc, I said, Brother Doc, I ain't never seen you preach like you preach here at our church. He said, sometimes I don't have that kind of liberty either. But here we are. Now, where the Lord is that Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. But we all, with open face beholding as in a glass, the glory of the Lord are changed into the same image. Now, I know when we start talking about fasten your seatbelts real tight, we're moving from the candlestick realm into the throne room. Now, back in the Stone Age, I remember when my little mother would clean the wick and trim the wick so that it would burn brighter, everything. But in that realm is a flickering realm. In the overcomer, the star, in the throne room, there is no flickering. Hallelujah. We go from the throne room, hallelujah, into the fullness of our God. Now, let's notice. In a glass, the glory of the Lord are changed into the same image. From glory to glory, even by the Spirit of the Lord. Now, same image. A guy jumped on me. He said, all you move of God preachers said you're arrogant and you brag. I said, well, it's not bragging if you do it. You remember what they had did at Goliath? They marched for 40 days and 40 nights. Said, send me a man. Send me a man to come fight with me. Here is a little man that was 17 years of age, a stripling with a ruddy complexion, which means rose. And he said, who is that uncircumcised Philistine? They've been running for 40 days and 40 nights. 40 in your Bible is divine testing upon this earth. Was the flood 40 days, 40 nights? Was Jesus in the wilderness 40 days, 40 nights? Was Moses in the top of the mountain 40 days, 40 nights? Divine testing. So now, here we are. David said, "Who is that uncircumcised Philistine?" So they made fun of him. Then he spoke up and he said, "Not only that uncircumcised Philistine, but you see that host behind him? He sure is bragging, isn't he? See that host behind him?" Sure, they said. All of a sudden, the ladies hit the street, singing the song. "Saul has slain his 1,000, and David has slain his 10,000. Is that right? That's the book, isn't it? So you see, it's not bragging if you do it. Hallelujah. And we always tell them, look, if you're from Texas, you can brag a little bit and nobody will ever notice it. Hallelujah. Praise the name of our God. Do you want to be the sure house that God's going to rule in and rule through? Hallelujah. How many knows we? The Bible says you're going to rule the nations with a rod of iron. Did you know the Bible says that? Well, Brother Glenn, I'm driving down the road. Amen. And I'm driving down the road and I said, "Well, Lord, sometime Norma and Taylor don't want me to rule over them." All of a sudden, I just got a shocker. God spoke to me and He said, "Son, I'm not asking you to rule. I'm asking you to let me rule through you." Hallelujah. That we to be the expression that God to rule through us. And so, that takes all the struggle out. Hallelujah. Now, notice what God is saying to us. Go with me now in another scripture that we've never read before. In the book of Romans chapter 8. Romans chapter 8 and verse 28. "And we know that all things work together for good to them that are the called." That love God to them that are the called according to His purpose. When I got saved, my pastor just said, "Now buddy, you're going through it now. And you're having all of this problem. But when you get through, you're going to see everything going to work out all right." And that was true. But that ain't what he was talking to us about. All of that was for one purpose in this verse 29. "For whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his Son, that we might be the firstborn among many brethren." Hallelujah. I want to be kin to Jesus. I want Him to be my elder brother. I want to walk with Him. Hallelujah to God. I want to talk with Him. It's just like, how come people will get mad when God gives you a miracle? Man, that's what I went in there for. I was telling him, and this guy was with me. He's a big guy, but he's a big baby. He's from our church. He's going to grow up. I told him last week before I left to come down here, I said, "Son, you're going to have to grow up. You may be big as an elephant, but you still got to grow up." And so, I was preaching, trying to beat the sun down because we don't have electricity in Harris. And over in Mexico. And so, this lady run around there, she's like this. I thought, my God, I ain't never seen that. So, I said, my Jesus. So I started preaching. We moved out in the realm of the Spirit. And about that time, she broke loose and run out of the congregation. And she said, "Mika Vesa, Mika Vesa, Mika Vesa." I looked and that head was upright. Nobody laid hands. Nobody prayed. Nobody did. The anointing destroyed the yoke. Hallelujah. The presence of us is supposed to destroy the yoke of bondage around. Because we are the image of God. Praise the Lord. Sister Bernice, is this too strong? Oh, you love it. Okay. I tell you. Now. Notice, I want to read it one more time. "For whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren."
Hallelujah. Does your Bible say, as He is, so are we in this present world? But you see, our people that I have to deal with, I get tired of them wanting to get saved every Saturday night. Sister Jerry, that's hard for me to handle. Oh, I got to get saved. This week, I got to get saved. Well, what did you do last week? I got saved, but I got to get more saved. I said, you don't believe that God's able to keep that which you've committed into His hand against that day? God's not an ending giver. Get up off yourself and walk this thing out. We're going to walk her out in shoe leather, Brother Ish. We're going to walk her out in this earth as shoe leather. And we're going to back up what we're saying. Not run around a corner, well, I don't know how it works. I know how it works. It works through the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. You see, Sister Jerry talking about healing. The insurance company called my house. I answered the phone. They said, we want to speak to Bill Smith. I said, you got him. This is he. Said, our record said that you ain't been to see no doctor in 16 months. I said, sir, I haven't needed one. I haven't needed any. He said, but you got to come and have a checkup so we know how everything's going. I said, sir, take it from me. It's doing fine. Doing fine. So, they said, but you got to, so you can hold your insurance, you're going to have to go. So, I went, and he said, my God, everything you have, all your vitals, everything's perfect. I said, that's why I ain't been coming. Hallelujah. I believe that God's able to keep that which we commit into His hand. Hallelujah. He can take care of this little frail bodies of ours. Hallelujah. But I'll tell you, sister and brothers, tonight, He gets so big I can't contain Him in this little house of mine. He spills over. And so, he said, now, we want you to go over here next door. We want you to have your eyes checked. I said, eyes checked? My wife, she said, I think sometime you're not watching them cars real close around them corners in that Metroplex. So, I have to go. So I go in there. That man had every kind of machine. I've had eye exams for 30 years. But buddy, I ain't never had an eye exam like this one before. He went in there and he said, Bill, I've got to talk to you just for a minute. He said, we're shutting down everything. I want to know how that you stay in this kind of shape. I want to know how you stay here. You're past age for having cataracts. You're past age for having this and that and the other. I said, sir, you asked me how I get here, and I said, I'm not going to lie to you no more. I told you before it was preaching a lot and fishing a lot. And I said, I ain't got to go no fishing, but I've been doing the preaching. Hallelujah. He said, is it working for you? Yeah. Walk out of there, and he said, he said, you ain't got no problem. I said, what did I tell you begin with? Hallelujah. They don't understand. They got trouble with us now. You just wait till we fully get to the place that God's bringing us into. God's on His way bringing us in, and He's pulling us as fast as we can come. Hallelujah. As fast as He can pull us in there. That's where I met Brother Glenn one time. And I didn't realize that I'd met Brother Glenn until I come down here. I met him in Arlington at the convention center. Bob Mumford was there. And I never will forget. Bob Mumford said this. He said, yeah, you say you're following God, but you're leaving two heel marks all the way behind you, bringing you against your will. So Bobby asked me, he said, Bill, tell me what's wrong with the charismatic move. I said, Brother Bob, they tried to skip the foundation and get up in the top of the tree. Brother, you're going to have to start at the bottom and then work your way to the top. Bob Mumford said, I didn't expect you to unload it all. But here we are. How many knows that God has chosen us? Now,
I want you to go with me now into the book of Colossians. And I'm going to quit just in a little bit. Now, if you be risen with Christ, Colossians chapter 3, verse 1, very familiar scripture to all of us, seeking those things which are above, where Christ sitteth at the right hand of God. Set your affections on things above and not on things on earth. For ye are dead, and your life is hid with Christ and in God. Now, Sister Jerry, I've only been reading that now for almost 50 years. I started out in this race pretty young. But you know what, Sister Jerry? I never seen who is our life. Who is our life? Who is mine and your life? Jesus is our life. All right. Who is, when Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall you appear with Him in glory. Christ, who is my life. And you know, I'm not trying to be some spiritual thing. But when they ask the question, unload the book. Unload the book. Of course, they'll tell you, I didn't ask for all of it. But they bothered you in asking you. So then you have a right to do what you want to do then. So, now, Christ who is our life shall appear in glory. Why do you feel that they want to get you set free and delivered from all the demonic forces? Let me tell you something. Don't you ever doubt that the enemy won't report for a job. And he'll do a job on you if you'll let him. But you keep him unemployed. Keep him. Don't let him do a job on you. Keep him unemployed. How do you resist him? Take the Word of God and grind him to pieces. He can't withstand this Word. And so you just grind him to pieces with the Word of the Lord. Now, go with me back. Now, have you ever had people that they thought you was better than Arkansas ice cream? They thought you was Bluebell. Did you get Bluebell ice cream in Arkansas? That's Kingdom ice cream. Now, here is a man. You see the reason why we see the miracles in Mexico? They don't have Blue Cross and Blue Shield.
That's right.
See, I was in Lopolisima back in December. Lady come running down the mountain. You wouldn't believe the mountain that we climbed to get in there. I have a four-wheel drive diesel. No electricity, never will be. But guess what? We're up in the world now. We've got solar lights. That the sun, when the sun's shining, when it ain't raining, it charges up a 12-volt battery. And we've got lights. And so, lady come running down there as soon as I drove the diesel in. Because everybody in the village can hear it.
Yeah.
Drove it in, she said, "Mi pantan, mi pantan, mi pantan." I thought, well, every one of us has got one. She's talking about her stomach. But we had prayed for her before and she had a tumor and God healed her of the tumor.
You
see what I'm talking about? But then, and guess what? We didn't even have a camera. Who cares? God is the one that's doing the work. We're not interested for glory for ourselves. We want to give all the glory to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. That's who gets the glory. And guess what? The more that God can trust you with is the more that He's going to give you. I cry out. My wife looks at me in the house walking. And I say, "God, bring me to the place that you can trust me. Come on. I ain't going out open sinning." But, you know, in the early years when I was young, I'm the one that laid my hands on them. Huh? Oh, you wouldn't do that. Oh, I was the one that prayed for him. Who cares? Who cares? And guess what? We have it all the time instead of just occasionally. And it's going to be more and more and more as God brings us to the place where He can trust us with His power. Now, fasten your seatbelts real tight. Now, I know David cried out, said, God, anoint me with fresh oil, fresh anointing. I'm going to tell you something. Would you accept it if I tell you that God's taking us from the realm of the anointing into the realm of His presence? Amen. That we walk under open heavens, unbroken fellowship with God. This is what you said. Are you getting so far out there? Well, I'm getting out there so far, I'm going to cut the limb and watch the tree fall. Yeah. Hallelujah. Yeah. This is my God. Yeah. It's my God. Yeah. Brother, if you've seen what God's pulled us through from sitting on a curb and crying like a baby, when you see 33 years laying on the ground, and that little man right there had mercy on me. He obeyed the Lord and did what God told him to do. But you know what? We're just brothers. And if Sister Irma was here, she'd tell him to cut them preliminary shorts that this here move of God preacher up and preach. Ask him if I'm telling the truth. Yeah. Glenn, hurry up and cut that preliminary short. Let this move of God preacher up there. He's got his pretty boots on. She was my buddy. Verse 4. According as it is written. First Ephesians chapter 1, verse 4. According as it is written, He has chosen us in Him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before Him in love. So now when were we chosen in Him? Before the foundation of the world. You see, Jeremiah, when God called him as a ministry to the nations, history says that he wasn't even 8 years of age. And he said, don't call me a child. And God said to Jeremiah, said, even before you were formed in the belly, I called you. Is that predestination? So I had a good buddy. We laid hands on a baby and God had healed this baby. He took pictures and put our picture on the course book. And I didn't like that, but he still did it. And when I told him that Jeremiah didn't do anything to be called out. God called him out in predestination. And I don't believe none of that. I said, well, read it in the book. I don't believe that. He's not my buddy today. But I'm not going to alter the Word. Because the Bible said I was chosen in Him before the foundation of the world. Now, if you have a hard time handling that, how about Jesus slain from the foundation of the world? How about Jesus was before Abraham was, I am? Huh? Come on. That's our God. All right. Now, just a little bit more. Go with me to Hebrews chapter 2. Hebrews chapter 2. See, y'all, Brother Glenn and Brother Doc got long-winded tonight. My wife says, I'm not going to look at my watch. So she says she's going to wave the calendar on me. It's going to pass a day. I guess that's a good wife, huh? She said, honey, I'm going to have to wave the calendar on you. Well, when you get lost, that's the way you do it. All right. Hebrews chapter 2. Verse 9. All right, let's go to verse 7. No, we'll go back 9, cut some time out. But we see Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angels, for the suffering of death, crowned with glory and honor, that He by the grace of God should taste death for every man. For it became Him for whom are all things, and by whom are all things, and bringing many sons unto glory, to make the captain of their salvation perfect through suffering. Now, for both he that is sanctified and he that sanctified and they are who are sanctified are all one. That's talking about us's. That's good grammar. Us's. All who are sanctified and he that sanctified. Now, just like a man said the other day, he said, you know, you'd be all right if he was baptized right. And he said, how do you baptize? I said, I thought you knew I baptized in water. Are you talking about the former? I said, oh, well, I learned better than that long time ago. I just do it both ways at the same time. So you can't argue with that. But when I told him I baptized in water, he said, you're smart, Elick, now. But notice something. For it became him for whom are all things, and by whom are all things, and bringing many sons into glory, to make the captain of their salvation perfect through sufferings. Now, I want to tell you something. God is making us. Now, just a little bit more. All right, go with me to Hebrews chapter 1, verse 1. God, who in sundry times in divers manners spake unto us time past by the Father and by the prophets, hath in these last days spoken unto us by His Son, in whom He hath appointed heir of all things, by whom also He made the worlds, who being in the brightness of His glory. Now listen, watch this. And the express image of His person, and upholding all things by the word of His power, when He by Himself purged our sins, sat down at the right hand of the Majesty on high. Now, so I don't know what that means, and so I get down in Greek and I begin to study this out. You know what it says? The exact copy. Isn't that right, Brother Israel? Exact copy. That's what God's looking for today. And brother and sister, that's why I'm saying, if we're moving by the Spirit of God, we are not bragging, we're just performing the Word of the Lord.
Yeah.
Yeah, come on. Hallelujah. But you and all, brother, it's every time we move on, we leave somebody behind. And those that you leave behind when you move on, they're the one that you're, they're not your allies. He sure got some rotten doctrine. He says he's going to walk in the footsteps of Jesus. Now, go with me to chapter 7. Chapter 7 and verse 3. Now, I want to tell you something. I hurt for people that did not have real good parents. I hurt for them. Sister Jerry, my mother, was a precious intercessor. My daddy, he wanted to preach. My little old daddy, he came out to my business. See, I used to have a business. That's when I made money, a long time ago. My little old daddy came out there. I did something on the car, and so that guy says, are you through already? I said, oh yes, and this is my first day at work. So my daddy said, that's my boy. That's my boy. And then I went to LeFlore, Oklahoma, into a school and preached a meeting in the school building in LeFlore, Oklahoma. Everybody came from all around. They wanted to see what this year Oki produced out of himself. And so my little mother would come running to me. She said, oh, son, I got the Holy Ghost again. I said, oh, no, mother, you just got refilled again. Got refilled again. So, I had a precious mother and dad. The last time I got to be with my dad in the meeting, I was going to Oklahoma back to the same school building because, listen, there were 7 denominations that came to this church. We weren't preaching no denomination, we was preaching Jesus. And so one of the leaders says, Bill, see, that guy over that blue shirt on that striped shirt. You watch him. He's making whiskey in the mountains. And Bill, don't try to do nothing to him because you'll get in big trouble. I preached my heart at that man come up there, tears streaming down of his eyes, a check with $25 written out the name. He said, son, don't back up.
Amen.
Don't back up. So, here we are now. Verse 3. Without father, without mother, without descent, having neither beginning nor days nor end life, but abideth, but made unlike to the Son of God, abideth a priest continually. Now, as much as I love my mother and my father, I don't want to be like them. I don't want you to trace me back, brother, to where that I was saved and where I came from. I want you to chase my roots back into God, that I've got nothing kin or common to where I came from. You can't tell what I did and where I came out of. Because why? I'm walking in such a realm of spirit, you only see God.
Amen.
That's what I'm crying out for. I hope I've made it clear. Without father, without mother, without beginning of days or end of life, but about a priesthood continually. What's he talking about? Brother Ish, that's the Melchizedek order. The power of an endless life. The Levitical priesthood was changed and altered by his changes. But this here is a priesthood that ever liveth, the Bible says. Ever liveth. Is this okay? Well, I guess I'm going to have to quit. But here we are. Well, don't y'all tell my wife. Because she says, honey, I'm going to have to wave the calendar. And the brother Doc Glenn, that knows my oldest daughter, she's honoring and she's like her mother. The girls that sell Avon in our church have bought them some calendars. And that honoring oldest girl of mine, she helps lead worship. They know how they are. I tell you, I've been blessed with a family. That don't I have Sister Bernadine? Aren't I blessed with the family? My girls and my Shelley wasn't able to play the organ during this convention this time because she'd had a surgery. But she's at the organ today. Praise the Lord. But I want to tell you something. And so that Henri Linda of mine, she took that calendar and she waved it. And I said, honey, you weren't supposed to be waving that calendar. Now, but how many knows that we're being born of God today? And I said earlier, I say again, God is raising up a people that He can rule through. See, when we started out in this, we was like a young teenage boy driving these here 394 engine Chevrolets. We had more power than we had sense. Huh? But you know what? We don't do that no more. We come in and inquire of the Lord and ask Him what to do. And you know, you won't make the mistakes that you did before. And I want to tell you something. This will work. This will work. Because God is wanting a people that He can rule through. Hallelujah. And you know what, brother? It might as well just be us. We're the ones weathered the storm this far. We've weathered the storm this far. We've been kicked out. We came from the other side of the tracks. But guess what? God's putting us on Main Street now. Huh? Hallelujah. Why? Because God is helping us to produce the goods. Folks, I can't keep you. Been here all day today. I could go and go and go and go and go. But I can't do that. It's after 10 now. But I want to tell you something, folks. Pray for us. You know what? If you don't think we need it, I know you need the practice and we need the prayer. Because, listen, we're laying some groundwork. We're going to see God manifested in these mortal bodies in this earth. Yes, sir, brother. In this earth. And you know, It's something, Brother Ish, when you're in working out and a man says, how does he know I'm who I am? He said, are you Jesus? Somebody told him. I didn't tell him. I hope that he can see God.
Amen.
I hope he can see God. Because if you have to tell him that you're a Christian, you ain't got much going. Is that all right? You ain't got much going. But I want to tell you something. It'll work for you. It'll work. Speaking the Word and seeing God. Bringing the words into formation in the body of Christ. Let's stand together. God, in the name of Jesus tonight, I take dominion over all the sickness, all the incurable diseases that's in this place tonight.
God, we take dominion and we minister life, we minister health. God, you said you would give us divine health, and God, we thank you for that divine life. And God, we reach out to this people, Lord, and every incurable disease to be made whole tonight in Jesus' name. By the delegated authority in Jesus' name. According to your word, be it unto my brother tonight in Jesus' name.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Well, okay. Remember, prayer meeting at 6 o'clock in the morning. Curfew tonight at 11. Breakfast at 8 o'clock. See, I can do it. Praise the Lord. We had a few of them. Praise the Lord. God bless you. You've been so good to me tonight, listening and helping me tonight. Thank you for it. But listen, folks, don't, please, please don't let what God did here tonight slip away. See, as Hebrews said, therefore give them more earnest heed to the things which we have heard, lest at any time they slip, or the margin says, or drift away. So, because it's very important that you and I retain what God is saying and doing today. God bless you. We'll see you in the morning.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com or LHBCOnline.com. There are many free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. Thank you.